Amen. That's who you are if you're saved today. So glad to have everybody in the house of the Lord this morning. We're going to pray for Pastor to get started. Laverna came in this morning, and she said he was having some trouble breathing, and then she got a call right before she came into the sanctuary. Miriam told her to come home, that he was having some heaviness in his chest. So I haven't heard anything from them since then, so... But we just want to lift them up in prayer right now. Father God, we just thank you for this day that you've given us, Lord. We just speak healing over Pastor's body. Whatever's going on right now, Father, we ask that your hand would be laid upon him and he will receive a healing touch from you right now in the name of Jesus. We lift him up to you, God. Speak strength to them and encouragement in Jesus' name. And everybody said... Amen and amen. Moving forward in 2020. Amen. Everybody ready to go forward? To arise and go forward. The righteous keep moving forward, and those with clean hands become stronger and stronger. And your hands are clean today because you are the righteous of God in Christ Jesus, and he has saved you, cleansed you by his blood. Amen. So did everybody get a Sunday handout? We're going to be going over some things this morning, making some announcements about going forward, and probably do this again next Sunday. There are several people out this morning for whatever reason, and we just lift all of you all up today that are out and miss you. But make sure you get a Sunday handout, and we'll take a few minutes to go over some things with you all as we are moving forward into this new year. Excited about it as we're moving forward as a church. And you all get to be part of it because you're the church. Amen. So the church budget is on the foyer on the right as you go out of the sanctuary. Let you know the expenses of the church and what it takes to operate the church during the year. And just give you some information about that if you want to stop and look at it. And so we've really seen the goodness of God last year. You know, that was our theme for the year. The sin, goodness of God in a big way. And I know all of you all have seen God... goodness in a big way in your life, doing some things that you thought that would never happen. And I believe that we're going to continue to see God's goodness in a big way. We have, concerning the finances of the church the last few months, has been awesome, and we just praise God for that. A few weeks ago, I presented to you some information about Joy Ministries. You know, when a new ministry comes into town, you just kind of keep your eye on them and see how they're going to do and what they're all about, and just kind of stand back and get a eye view of what's going on. And they have been faithful and looking into their ministry. And you can go to their website if you want to know more about them. I don't think I had that on the paper out there. I do have it here somewhere. Let's see here. Might be on this one. I think it's joysministries.org, but there are also some papers out there. It's what? Okay. Y'all hear that? Okay, good, because I did. Okay, that's what it is. But anyway, there's some information that is out there on the table that you can go and see what their ministry is all about, but you really get a good view of it if you go to their website. And they're not just collecting items or whatever, but they go on mission trips. So it's and they do after-school programs. And we started taking up donations of items they need. It's on the paper out there, and it's also on the website of the items that they need donated every month. And they just built a house recently, a small place for people that are coming through that may be homeless for the night or whatever. They've built that, so they've got a really good thing going. So we're going to be part of that. So not only are we going to take up donations to send them, and I took like 15 bags last week of things you all donated, and they were really excited to get it. So I got to go in and take a tour of their facility and stuff on Greensburg Street. And anytime you want to go down there and check them out and talk to them, I'm sure they'll welcome you with open arms. But it was awesome to be able to talk to them. They were very grateful to get what we gave them. And so we're going to start sending them $50 a month from New Life to help support this ministry. So I'm excited about that we're going outside of our church to do things. And so that's very good. We're all familiar with Jerry Clifton Colton's ministry, right? They've been around for years. And, of course, you know Jerry's very vocal on Facebook. So she lets you know what she believes, and she uses the Facebook for ministry. So you on her trips to Israel, she's getting ready to go on her other trip to Israel in March. So we're going to be taking up a love offering for her on January the 26th to support her trip to Israel. It's not just a sightseeing trip for her. They go and they get down and they minister to the people there and pray for them. So we are going to get to be part of that. And so be prepared to give a love offering on January the 26th. So we're going to send it to her for her mission trip to Israel in this coming March. And also, we are going to be joining. I'm going to go down sometime next week and join the Chamber of Commerce again. At one time, New Life was part of the Chamber of Commerce. So we need a representative there. So we're going to get New Life involved in the Chamber of Commerce again. That way we'll know what exactly goes on in the community and if we want to be part of it with the outreaches like we did down on the downtown days. So we're going to join the Chamber of Commerce and get our name out there and let people know that New Life is still here. And, you know, we're not the only ones spreading the gospel. We're going to be talking about unity in a minute. But just to let them know, hey, we're here. We're willing to go. We're willing to put our hands to do what needs to be done and be part of what's going on in our community and getting the word, the good news out there. That's what it's all about, is getting the good news out there of Jesus. Amen. So we're going to be doing that sometime next week. And Pastor Laverne and Jerry have been able to go back to the ministerial meetings again. And they have started, I don't know all the information on it, I've just heard a little bit of it, but it's something that they're going to be doing with the drugs in our community, and getting all the churches involved. And I was going to have her to come up and talk to you all about it and let you know what's going on there, but she had to leave, so I didn't have time to get any information on what that is all about. But the Word tells us in Psalms 133, "Beloved, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity." So it's not just us, it's the brothers. It's like the precious oil on the head running down on the beard of Aaron, running down on the collar of his robes. That means covering. For there the Lord has commanded the blessings, life forevermore. So none of us are an island by ourselves. We're supposed to be in unity with each other and in unity with all of our brothers and sisters in the Lord and have that common thing, and that is getting the good news out there to let people know that Jesus came to seek and save that which was lost. Amen. He came to seek and save that which is lost. And for those of you that are part of New Life that live in other counties, we're blessed to have you all. And if there's anything going on in your county that you want New Life to be a part of, an outreach or just be part of anything in your county, let us know and we will see what we can do. Okay, and we're going to be doing another outreach this spring. That's probably our first outreach of this year at Walmart, or we had our first one last year. And of course, when you start doing something new, there's always glitches and things to work out, and the more you do it, the better it gets. Amen. And the more people you reach. So we're going to be doing that again this year, and Danny's doing that. That's his thing he's going to be doing, and he can thank me for that after the service. And so the Gideons hopefully will come alongside of us and hand out the Bibles, and we'll be praying for people. And when we're faithful to do that, God will just tell them. God will just deliver them. That's what he does. He's looking for hands and feet to do his work in the earth. He can, but he's chosen us imperfect vessels to do the work. Isn't that amazing that we don't have to be perfect, but God chooses us, the unlikely people, to do the work. Amen. Let's stand this morning. We're going to take a reading from Matthew chapter 11, 1 through 4. And we're so thankful for our praise and worship team and for Kim stepping up and Brother Bob stepping up. Thankful for all of you all. And I just speak God's blessings over you, and the anointing rests mightily on each and every one of you all. Amen. Matthew 11, 1 through 4 tells us, after Jesus finished giving instructions to his 12 disciples, he went on to minister in different villages throughout the region. Now, while John the Baptizer was in prison, he heard about what Christ was doing among the people. So he sent his disciples to ask him the question, "Are you really the one prophesied would come, or should we still wait for another?" Jesus answered him, "Give John this report." Wow. What report are you going out giving to the people? Amen. What report are you going out giving the people today? The blind see, the crippled walk, lepers are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised back to life again, and the poor and broken now hear the hope of salvation. Wow. That is the report that we're going forth to give. That Jesus, what? Came to seek and to save that which is lost. And when you look at the term of salvation, it's not just our eternal security once we get saved, but salvation has a much broader sense. Whatever the devil, the Bible says the thief comes to kill and to destroy. Jesus said, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Whatever the enemy has stolen from you, I prophesy to you right now in this season that God's going to give it back to you more than you've ever had before. Amen. The enemy comes to steal and kill and destroy, but the poor of the Lord says, I've come to give you life and life more abundantly. Amen. He said, give John this report. And he begins to go on to say all that was going to happen. And tell John that the blessings of heaven comes upon those who never lose their faith. The enemy wants to harass you, to keep you and to stop you and to keep you from losing your faith. He wants you to lose your faith in the Word and what he has for you. He wants you to lose your faith. Amen. And it's easy to do that in the world if we look at the world's perspective of things, because you can't trust anybody anymore. You go get a loan, or if you borrow something from anybody, you have to fill out a big long application. You have to date it. You have to sign it. You have to get a notary to sign it. Nobody keeps the word anymore. But I'm so thankful today that we belong to a God who keeps his word. And he says in his word that that word is settled. Amen. That word is settled for us. It's a settled word for you this morning. Hallelujah. It's a settled word for you this morning. And tell John that the blessing of heaven comes upon those who never lose their faith in me. Now listen to this, no matter what happens. Wow, that's shouting ground this morning. No matter what's happening in your life right now, don't lose your faith. Your faith is not in humankind. Your faith is the one that says, my word to you, for you, is already settled. That's enough to praise God for. And as we go into worship this morning, I want to encourage you to worship the Lord this morning, to get into his presence, not to focus who's around you, not to focus on what may be coming up tomorrow or next week, but focus right now on magnifying the Lord. Worship is not for God. Worship is for us. And when we begin to worship God, we magnify him. We magnify him. And when something is magnified, what does it do? It gets larger. It gets bigger. So when we come into the house on Sunday morning and we enter into that worship and that praise, we are magnifying God. We are seeing him bigger than our problems. We are seeing him bigger than our issues. We're seeing him bigger than decisions that we have to make this upcoming week. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for your presence that's in this house right now. We thank you that you've come into the midst of us, and oh, hallelujah, that you're breathing upon us, God. The dead places in our life, God, they're coming alive again in Jesus' name. That the fire that we once had that maybe has gotten low and maybe we're losing our faith a little bit, that's going to be stirred up today in the name of Jesus. That we're going to leave this place recharged and revigorated today because of the presence of the Holy One that's in our midst. Hallelujah. Set up on each one of them. And just as the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost, I ask for the Holy Spirit to envelop this place today with his presence. I ask the fire of God set upon each of your head today that you would know Jesus intimately like you've never known him before. I come against every attack of the enemy against you and your household in the name of Jesus. I come against every attack of the enemy of the word of the Lord that has been prophesied over you personally, that has been prophesied over your family, that has been prophesied over your children, that the enemy had come in and he's wanting to attack it and he's to say it'll never happen, but we serve a God that has spoken his word, and when he speaks, let no man say anything against it. Father, I ask for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, come right now and set up on us like a fire, that it would burn out the dross in our life, that it would burn out the dead things in our life. I speak to the broken areas to be healed in the name of Jesus. I speak for the bitter bitterness to be gone in the name of Jesus. I speak to the unforgiveness to be gone in the name of Jesus. I speak to the hurt places of your life, of things people have done for you. God says to let it go, that you're moving forth, that you're going into a place that you've never been in your relationship with me, says God. And even as you go there, know that I'm for you, that I'm not against you, that I have loved you with the love of Calvary. And when I died on the cross for you and I said, it's finished. All those things I want to give to you because you are my sons. You are my daughters and I want to give you the good things of the kingdom. Do you believe? Do you believe in those things, says God? Oh, fire of the living God, set upon us now. Ignite that flame in us, Lord, that it will not be quenched by the fiery darts of the enemy. Ha ha, yes, says the Lord. Yes, says the Lord. Now is your time. Now is your time to shine my glory forth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, welcome in this place, Holy Spirit. Welcome in this place, Holy Spirit. Come and do only what you can do. We're just vessels. We're just the vessels with a message of the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. That sets people free. The gospel of salvation. The good news that the brokenhearted don't have to be brokenhearted anymore. The sick don't have to be sick anymore. Oh, thank you for that, Jesus. Hallelujah. And everybody said, amen and amen.
Bear with me this morning.
This song in my heart, this song in my soul, the song I was born to sing, it's your song of freedom. Now I'm free to dance again. I'll sing in the darkness, I'll laugh in the rain, rejoice in your love again. It's your song of freedom. Now I'm free. worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. Hey, way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here. Touching every heart, I worship you. I worship you. You are here, healing every heart. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Darkness, my God, that is who you are. You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all, Jesus. You wipe away all tears, you mend the broken heart, you're the answer to it all. Do it all, Jesus. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. You are here, touching every life. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, meeting every need. I worship you. I worship you. You've been walking the same old road for miles and miles. You've been hearing the same old voice tell the same old lies. If you're trying to fill the same old holes inside, there's a better life. and prayers and shaking, Savior, if you got chains, he's a chain breaker. We've all searched for the light of day in the dead of night. We've all found ourselves worn out from the same old fight. We've all run from things we know that just ain't right. And there's a better life. There's a better life. You got pain. He's a pain taker. You feel lost. Somebody testify, testify. If you believe it, if you receive it, if you can feel it, somebody testify. If you got pain, he's a pain taker. If you feel lost, he's a way maker. If you need freedom, we're saved. Shaking Savior, if you got chains, he's a chain breaker. If you need freedom or saving, he's a prison shaking Savior. If you got chains, he's a chain breaker. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus. Every war he wages, he will win. I'm not backing down from any giant, 'cause I know how this story ends. Yes, I know how this story ends. Victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm going to see a victory. I'm going to see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory, for the battle belongs to you, Lord. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it for good. You turn it for good. You take what the enemy meant for evil, and you turn it.
Your name is
Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name of Jesus. Shout Jesus from the mountains and Jesus in the streets. Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name. I just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and mind. I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
We haven't took the offering yet, but when they were singing that song before this one, I want them to sing it again, and those of you that are taking up the offering, I want you to get the offering baskets and come up here. We're going to mess Brother Danny up. Go get the offering baskets and come up here. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to pray over the offering, and after I pray, they're going to sing this song. And I want you to bring your offering to the Lord this morning instead of us coming to you to get it. And as you are coming and as they're singing that song of victory, I want you to give your offering and your tithes in victory today. Amen. Hallelujah. Father, we just thank you for this time of the service that we get to give back to you, Lord. Thank you for blessing your people that they can be a blessing to others. Blessings to this church and blessings to those outside the church. I speak blessings are coming upon your family from unexpected sources in the name of Jesus. I speak healing over you and your household in the name of Jesus. I speak more than enough to meet your needs and even the needs of those around you. And we speak blessings again over this offering and this tithe and offering today. In Jesus' name, amen.
The weapon may be formed, but it won't prosper. When the darkness falls, it won't prevail. 'Cause the God I serve knows only how to triumph. My God will never fail. Oh, my God will never fail. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. There's power in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. Yes.
Every war he wages, he will win.
I'm
not backing down from any giant, 'cause I know how this story ends. Yes, I know how this story ends. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory. I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. I'm gonna see a victory.
Yeah,
I'm gonna see a victory. For the battle belongs to you, Lord. Oh,
amen. Hallelujah. What an awesome song. Yes, you can.
Thank you, praise and worship team. Yeah.
And this is not to create fear. I have no fear in me. I'm standing up here this morning, not 1 ounce of fear. I have slept just fine, thank you, because I know that God protects and that God answers prayers even when we don't know what's going on. For those who follow Minta on Facebook, you all saw where her bank accounts have been frozen for a reason. Well, her daughter kind of got her into it, but unintentionally in her mind. This is the youngest one, Olivia. She developed an online friendship with a young lady her age, a cheerleader, which she's a cheerleader. They talked about going to Dallas at the end of January, which is the cheer conference. So, you know, you don't pick up on things. Well, I got a call Wednesday night that Allie was very sick. And so Antonio and I talked, and I told her him to take her to the doctor Thursday morning, which, by the way, she's got the flu. And so on the way to the doctor's office, number one, I want to thank God for big sisters that know when to tattle. There's times that brothers and sisters don't need to tattle all the time, and then there's times that they do. And Allie happened to mention to her dad, Olivia's gone to meet that girl cheerleader. They're going to meet up before they go to Dallas. And Antonio is very strict. Thank God for strict fathers that protect. For those children who think that your parents are too strict, it is love. Love. And Antonio said, she didn't ask my permission. And so he called some buddies of his from the police department. And he said, I want you to go get my daughter. She does not have permission to be wherever she's at. So they started moving around, and they found her really quickly. And I want this to be remembered. They found her really quickly. They took her down to the police department, called Minta and Antonio down there. I don't know how to explain it all because I don't understand it. But the person posing as this friend came. There's a group of men working in the Lexington area, and they do have a website called Sugar Daddies. And they got her phone. The FBI is in on it now. They got her phone. They froze all of Mint and them's assets and even loans and stuff because someone had been viewing all of this online. They found out, so they froze everything. And they explained to Olivia in no uncertain terms what could happen. And they said that last week they found a 14-year-old whose mama called the police, and she was real close to this van, and they stopped and picked her up. And when they did, this van sped off real quick. So in Lexington right now, at least, there is a group, and the FBI says they are sex traffickers, and that they've been working on this now for months and months. And Olivia has given her phone. She's willing to be helpful. She did make a stupid decision, but not that she chose to seek these people out, but they come in so many different forms. That's the way Satan does. You know, you think a 14, 15, 16-year-old girl will be okay to develop a friendship with online, but it doesn't work that way because they're hooked up with other things. But what I want to thank God for, I woke up Thursday morning to pray for Allie because I knew she was sick and she was going to the doctor. And an overwhelming sense of crying and just beseeching God fell on me about Olivia. And I thought everything was fine with Olivia, but anytime I tried to pray for Allie, the Holy Spirit took over. And it came out, Olivia, Olivia. It was the unction of the Holy Spirit. And it's not that my prayers can do any more than anybody else's in this room. But I do believe there's a connection between praying grandmothers and God.
Amen.
And I just want to thank God for protecting my Olivia when we'd had no clue that she even needed protecting. And to encourage everyone, pray over your children, pray over your grandchildren, but believe. And that night I went to bed and slept just fine. Do you know how I slept just fine? My God's got this, folks.
Yeah.
My God's got it. He's got it. That's all I can say is he's got it.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for grandmas.